This is your host, Tom Kelly, welcoming you again to the Proctor Podcast, and episode 4 of Where's My Fortune Cookie, co-authored by Phil Proctor and Brad Schreiber. In the 1940s, TV was in its infancy, and Phil, thanks to his uncle Clarence Urys, gets his first taste of being a professional child actor when he performs on the live show Uncle Danny Reads the Funnies. Now, episode 4 of Where's My Fortune Cookie?
School days. The first widespread exposure I had as a child actor was on a live 15-minute show for which my uncle Clarence Urys recommended me, called Uncle Danny Reads the Funnies. It shot at WPIX-TV in the Daily News building. Clarence was an assistant director for John Wayne, Jerry Lewis, and Abbott and Costello, among others. So when Abbott and Costello were doing their TV show, Clarence would be sent to New York to direct second unit footage, shots of the Third Avenue L and exteriors of their apartment building. Uncle Clarence brought me science fiction and horror movie props that he'd picked up, like beakers and vials. I appeared with other kid actors like Elliot Gould. And for my first joke, Uncle Danny asked, "Why is lightning better than electricity?" "Well," they told me to say, "you don't have to pay for lightning." Is it any wonder that Fire Sign's first album was Waiting for the Electrician or Someone Like Him?
Ladies and gentlemen, our distinguished guest has just arrived.
There was no AFTRA union in those days, so I was compensated with the sponsor's product, a bag of hurdy-gurdy oranges, which my mom squeezed by hand every morning to help wash down a spoonful of cod liver oil. Meanwhile, the smell of hops wafted through the open windows from the Ballantine Brewery across the way. I had mixed feelings about being an actor. Despite the joy of performing, I felt shy about it. And when I had yet another call for Uncle Danny Reads the Funnies, I declared that I didn't want to do it anymore. You would think that most kids at 9 would love to get laughs improvising about the comic strips in the Daily News with another pretty young actress on a major New York City TV station. But I was a moody young man. In fact, I had a bad Irish temper and could easily get indignant when I saw something that I viewed as unjust. My temper flared at the bullying I saw from my fellow students, and especially when my teachers showed unfair judgment. My Irish temper peaked when a well-meaning but slow student named Sumner Forbes was routinely made fun of and pushed around by others. I stood up for him. After all, Sumner was not without talent. He liked to drink ink. Of course, I couldn't always indulge my temper. Sometimes I had to use my head rather than my fists. I remember running into some tough kids on the way home from Allen Stevenson. They made fun of my school uniform and my book bag, and clearly were ready to use me as a punching bag. But before they could throw the first blow, I imitated their Upper East Side accents. "Can you believe this shit?" I drawled, extending my vowels like they did. "You guys are lucky. You don't have to study all this crap," I went on, sounding like one of them. And they were too surprised to hit me. Quickly, I offered, "See ya," as nonchalantly as I could, and got the hell out of there.